Hello, and welcome to the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights Podcast. During this time of unprecedented global crisis, we thought we would re-release all of our past episodes. We know it's a trying time for everyone, especially those working in marketing. But while you're working from home, we thought it would be useful for you to have something topical to listen to. We realize, of course, that we've been absent for some months. Rest assured, we're already beginning work on a whole new season of this podcast. We may change the focus a little, but we will continue to provide high-quality content that's both useful and timely. Now, without further ado, let's listen back. So with that in mind, let us continue with the Euro Digital Partners series on lead generation. And in this fourth part, we will discuss how to leverage audiences and communicate more effectively with people in the interest of developing leads. Let us start by talking about leveraging someone else's audience. Do you like writing? Let's leverage that. Do you like having engaging discussions with others? Leverage that. While not everyone has the same talent for writing or debating, if you have an interest, it's best to encourage that interest. You can do this by offering to write for websites that have the same sort of audience you're trying to get leads from. The same goes for podcasts. You always want to be on the lookout for opportunities that can cement your position as a thought leader. You want people who are looking to buy things that you sell to think of you first when it comes to making a purchase. Think about a corporate lawyer who appears on a podcast like the Amicus podcast. The lawyer might want to appear on the show to establish themselves as an expert in the ways that the courts treat corporations as people, so that when a company runs into this type of case, they would think first about that lawyer. Or imagine you're selling marketing services, going on a marketing podcast to talk about an emerging trend in marketing like chatbots would put you first in mind among people who are thinking about implementing this technology in their marketing platforms. You might be asking yourself, so great advice, but how can I establish these kinds of relationships? There are a few ways to further establish yourself and find leads. One way is just to write directly to a reporter or podcast host and suggest a problem you've observed and how you've got a unique solution. That can certainly be a great way to get the ball rolling. Another way would be to find out where reporters go for sourcing stories. HARO, which is an acronym for Help a Reporter Out, is a good website that can connect you to journalists and writers. Imagine you want to target an industry, say marketing by dental clinics. Spend a few seconds each day perusing the listings at HARO. You can set up a daily or semi-daily email newsletter where you receive all the questions about which reporters are currently seeking opinions and information. Your contributions could be useful to contributing to the work of these journalists. Your developed expertise in this industry could get you cited, so people reading the article will come to you directly with inquiries, in this case for dental practice marketing services. Guest blogging can be a very powerful way to spread your message further. Euro Digital Partners actively encourages members of our firm or other marketing experts like you to write for the EDP Marketing Insights page. Write about what you know in the context of the industry you are targeting and the marketing services offered by Euro Digital Partners, and you will be sure to have lots of success, especially if you pitch the post to other blogs. We will even make a podcast to further distribute your contribution. Other leading marketing agencies might be doing the same, so think about taking your basic idea and adapting it to different firms. The second area we should examine in this segment is the value of face-to-face communication. I'm talking about taking the time out of your online life and chatting with people. Have real, meaningful conversations with your prospects. And if you can do it in person, over a meal or coffee, all the better. I like what a friend of mine does. He works in a big office, and anytime he sees someone new in the halls, he invites them to lunch. He's always asking questions because he wants to learn more about the people he works with. He does it because he knows it will make him a better person, not just a better worker. Never rely solely on one-directional communication, such as websites, blog posts, and videos. Think about the progression of a human relationship. If you're emailing with your lead, offer to have a video call. If you are in a video call, offer to meet them. Try and get closer to your leads every time you interact with them. We think eventually they will agree to sit down and hear a proposal from you. And let's be honest, it's a numbers game, so the more proposals, the more closed deals, and the more successful you will be in your career. Let me leave you with a top tip. If you decide to write for a website, make sure that a competent native speaker checks your work before you submit it. Errors in the writing might lead the publisher to reconsider. If you're doing some speaking for a podcast, make sure you have the right equipment in place and test it before you go live. The Boy Scouts employ a motto that I can't recommend enough: always be prepared. Take that advice and thank us later. So that is the fourth part of the Euro Digital Partners series on lead generation. If you enjoyed this section about leveraging audiences and face-to-face communications, share it with your friends and colleagues. They'll surely thank you. While you are sharing, please tweet about us on Twitter. We're there at EUDigitalP. Like us on Facebook and follow us on LinkedIn. Subscribe to the podcast on Podomatic or your preferred purveyor of fine podcasts. And mind our YouTube channel for some interesting video demonstrations. If you have comments or suggestions, email us at info@eurodigitalpartners.com. Better yet, leave us a review on iTunes. We would really love to hear from you, and your 5-star ratings and insightful comments bring us a wider audience and help to motivate future episodes. Do not forget to find more insights from us online at www.eurodigitalpartners.com/insights.